理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 8. Isabella's Letter. For 2 months, no one knew anything about Heathcliff and Isabella. For most of that time, Kathy was extremely sick. Kathy never asked about Heathcliff. When Isabella wrote Edgar a letter saying that she had married Heathcliff, Kathy did not say anything or act angry or sad. Edgar did not even answer the letter. But soon after this, Ellen got a letter from Isabella. She had just come back from her honeymoon with Heathcliff. The letter said,
Dear Ellen, last night we arrived at Wuthering Heights. I heard that Catherine has been very ill. I should not write to her, and I do not want to. I know my brother is too angry to answer the letter I sent him, but I must write to someone, so I have chosen you. I want to ask you a question, Ellen. Is this Heathcliff, who is now my husband, a man? If he is a man, is he insane or sick in his head? Is he a devil? I cannot tell you why I am asking you these things, but I beg you to tell me about this man whom I have married. You must visit me at Wuthering Heights, Ellen, as soon as you can. Please bring me some letter from Edgar. Ellen, I have been a fool, and I am miserable. Heathcliff has already made me hate him. Do not tell my brother or Kathy about this letter. I will wait to see you every day. Hurry, Isabella.
When Ellen read this letter, she went to Edgar and told him that Isabella was with Heathcliff at Wuthering Heights. She also told Edgar that Isabella was truly sorry about Kathy's sickness and asked her brother to forgive her. Ellen, there is nothing to forgive Isabella for, Edgar said. She made her own choice. You may visit Wuthering Heights this afternoon. Tell her that I am not angry, but I am sorry to have lost her as my sister, because when she married Heathcliff, she lost me as her brother. Tell her that I do not want to see her.
Won't you write her a little note, sir?
Ellen asked. No, he answered. I will not write to anyone in Heathcliff's family. Ellen did not know how she was going to tell all these things to poor Isabella, but she walked to Wuthering Heights anyway. As she walked up the garden path to the house, she saw Isabella looking through the window. Ellen nodded and waved, but Isabella jumped back as if she was afraid to be seen. Ellen went into the house without knocking on the door. She felt that since she had lived there for many years, Wuthering Heights was almost like her own house. But Ellen saw that the house was now dark and dirty. It had been a cheerful place when old Mr. Earnshaw, Kathy's father, was alive. Hindley was not there. Heathcliff sat at a table, looking at some papers. He stood up when Ellen appeared and asked her to sit down. Ellen thought that Heathcliff had never looked better. He wore very good clothes and was healthy, handsome, and strong. If a stranger saw him, she would think he was a fine gentleman from a rich family. But Isabella, his wife, looked terrible. Isabella's pretty face was pale and sad, and her hair was dirty. Her dress was old and worn. But when she saw Ellen, she ran to say hello. She held out her hand, hoping that Ellen had a letter from Edgar to give her. Ellen shook her head sadly. "If you have anything for my wife, Ellen, then give it to her now," said Heathcliff.
"I have nothing for her,"
Ellen said.
"My master sends his love, Miss Isabella, but he thinks it is better if you do not meet."
Isabella looked as though her heart would break, but she said nothing and went back to her seat at the window.
"Mr. Heathcliff, why don't you leave Miss Kathy alone?"
Ellen asked, looking into his dark face.
"She's almost better now, and she's forgotten about you."
Heathcliff laughed. "Forgotten me? Ellen, say no more. I know you don't believe that," he said. "Every time Kathy thinks about Linton, she thinks 1,000 times about me. If Edgar Linton loved her with all the power of his weak little heart, He couldn't love her so much in 80 years as I can in one day. And Kathy's heart is as deep as mine. We're the same, she and I. She thinks about Edgar the way she does a pet animal, her dog, or her horse. Ellen, you've got to help me to see Catherine. I swear that I will not do anything to hurt her. I won't fight with Linton. I only want to see her. Last night I was in the garden at her house for 6 hours, and I will go there again tonight. I won't leave the place until I have seen her. I'll shoot anyone who tries to stop me. But you could help me do it quietly, Ellen. I would tell you before I came, and you could let me into the house. Then you could watch until I left. If you do this for me, no one will be hurt. Ellen knew that she did not have a choice. If she did not do what Heathcliff wanted, he would only hurt Edgar or someone else. So Ellen said she would take a letter from Heathcliff to Kathy. If Kathy wanted to see him, Ellen would let Heathcliff know when Edgar was not at home. Ellen did not give the letter to Kathy for 3 days. The fourth day was Sunday, and she gave the letter to Kathy when Edgar and the other servants were at church. Kathy was sitting by the window in her bedroom in a white dress. She had changed very much since her illness. Her eyes did not shine, and she did not laugh and talk as she used to. Instead, she was quiet, and her eyes were soft. As Ellen watched her look out the window, Kathy seemed to be looking at something that was far away, something that was not in this world.
"Miss Kathy, there's a letter for you," said Ellen. "Now you must read it at once, because it needs an answer. Shall I open it?" "Yes,"
answered Kathy without even looking at it. Ellen opened it for her and saw that it was very short.
"Now,"
she said gently,
"read it. It's from Mr. Heathcliff."
Kathy looked shocked and quickly read the letter. She sighed but said nothing.
"He wants to see you,"
said Ellen.
"By this time he's waiting in the garden, and he will want to know your answer."
Suddenly they heard the sound of steps outside the room. Heathcliff was already coming in. Kathy stared at the door and tried to stand up. The door opened, and in a second Heathcliff had Kathy in his arms. For a long time the two did not speak. When Heathcliff looked into Kathy's face, Ellen knew he saw that she was dying. "Oh, Kathy, you are my life. How can I live without you?" Heathcliff cried in a voice Ellen had never heard from him before. Kathy held onto Heathcliff tightly, as if she never wanted to let him go.
"You and Edgar have broken my heart, Heathcliff,"
she cried.
"You've killed me. Oh, how many years will you live after I'm gone? Probably hundreds."
"Catherine, don't say these things," Heathcliff cried. "How can you talk to me like that when you are dying? You should know that while you are at peace in heaven, I will be living here in the fires of hell without you."
"I won't be at peace,"
said Kathy.
"I won't be at peace in heaven when you can't be with me. I wish we would never be separated. Never, never."
Ellen had been staring out of the window, trying not to disturb Kathy and Heathcliff. Suddenly, she saw Edgar opening the gate to the house and coming in.
"Heathcliff, Mr. Linton is here,"
she said.
"You must go quickly."
"Kathy, I must go," said Heathcliff.
"No, Heathcliff, not now. You can't."
There was a terrible look of fear in her eyes.
"Heathcliff, you must stay with me. It's the last time I will see you. I am afraid. I will die. I will die."
Heathcliff took her in his arms once more. "I'll stay, Kathy," he said, "even if he shoots me for it." Ellen heard Edgar begin to climb the stairs. He was almost at the door to Kathy's bedroom. Even though she was worried, Ellen was glad to see that Kathy was not holding Heathcliff so tightly anymore. The door opened. For a terrible moment, Edgar stood and looked at Kathy and Heathcliff together. Then his face became red with anger, and he ran towards Heathcliff. Kathy cried out and fainted. Heathcliff held on to Kathy so that she would not fall. "Linton, stop! Think of her," he said. "Help her first, and then you can deal with me." While Ellen and Edgar put Kathy into the bed, Heathcliff walked out of the room. When Kathy was awake again, Ellen begged Heathcliff to leave, telling him that Kathy was all right. "I'm staying in the garden tonight," Heathcliff said. "And remember, come and tell me how she is in the morning. Remember, or I'll come into the house again, and Linton can burn in hell."